Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what is the most important part of a book that you have read or a film that you have watched? Some people might say it's the storyline or the special effects that were the most important thing. Others might say the way that the characters were dressed was the most important. At the very core, at the most very basic level, the most important thing is the interaction between characters. This interaction between characters shows the relationship between them. This interaction is most clearly seen in the dialogue that is spoken to one another. This call or response, this give and this take, they are both important. Each person has a role to play. Questions are asked by one and answered by another. For some people, this dialogue only ends in a discourse between the two parties involved. At other times, words can be used to restore the relationship. The character's relationship can be made or broken during this dialogue with one another. Dialogue sounds a lot like what our divine service sounds like. Last week, Pastor taught us about the beginning dialogue of the service when the pastor or myself says, "In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," and the congregation responds, "Amen." As we heard in the sermon, there is so much content packed into those brief 16 words in the dialogue between the pastor and the congregation. We remember our baptism, where we were washed, forgiven of our sins, and justified. But now what? Where do we go from here? The dialogue moves us forward. As we move from the first section, invocation, we move to the second section, confession and absolution. This section of dialogue continues as we look at all the times in life that we have failed. We remember all of the times that we have fallen short of God's glory. We respond in dialogue, reciting 1 John 1, verses 8 and 9, when we say, "If we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We acknowledge that we have failed and not kept the truth. And then we pause for silence and reflection. When we pause for silence and reflection, we remember those times that we have sinned against our neighbor, the times that we have sinned against our families, the times that we have sinned against God. We remember what we have done and felt sorry for those sins that we have committed. The sins that keep us up at night, the sins that break up our relationships with one another, the sin that tears us from our relationship with God. We acknowledge our standing before God in Psalm 130. "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared." We come before our triune God and we attempt to say that we have done no wrong. And if we say that there is nothing wrong, we're simply lying to ourselves and the truth is not in us. We come before the judgment seat of God as his children and confess to him our sins. We tell him the wrong things that we have done and the good things that we have left undone. The times that we have sinned in our thoughts, the times that we have sinned in our words, and the times that we have sinned in our deeds. We sum up all of these times that we have failed into one brief paragraph that we speak together as God's people. When we have failed in our attempts to live as God would have us to do. We stand before God and we plead for mercy. As a people justly deserving what our sins deserve, present and eternal punishment. Our standing could end there, but thanks be to God that it doesn't. God's gavel does not come down crushing you and me. God brings not judgment, but in his mercy he gave his own Son to die for you and rise again. Your pastor literally steps and stands in the place of Christ and declares that you are forgiven. You are forgiven because of what Christ has done on the cross, where he died for you and rose again. When the pastor says that as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, he therefore forgives you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Your pastor says this on the basis of the office of the keys which Christ gave to his church. This is the office of the keys as defined in the explanation of Luther's Small Catechism. The office of the keys is that special authority which Christ has given to his church on earth to forgive the sins of repentant sinners, but to withhold forgiveness from the unrepentant. Where is this written? That is what St. John the Evangelist writes in chapter 20. The Lord Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." When you are absolved of your sin, the weight of your sin is lifted off of you. You experience a right relationship with God. The slate is wiped clean. This dialogue that we've been talking about, it goes through the entire service, this call and response, this give and the take, this call and response of what God says and then what we say, and then what we say and what God responds to us as his children. As we are reminded that God was the one that brought us together in this place to worship. It is here that he absolves us of our sins when we have fallen short of his glory. That is why we are here in God's presence. The relationship between us and our God, who he has made us to be, and the times that we have fallen short. We are here for our relationship with God to be restored. Confession and absolution is a part of this relationship restoration with God. We come with our sin-filled consciences, knowing that we can't keep God's law perfectly, and we confess our sins. We confess, and we get to hear the sweet sound of the gospel on the basis of Christ's innocent suffering, death, and resurrection. We are forgiven. The relationship between us and God is made right. Like the relationship that is made right through the words in a book or a film, this dialogue makes us right with God. Not because of anything that we have done, but what Christ has already done for each and every one of us. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.